How you doing?
Good.
Hey, care if I can interview you real quick?
Sure.
Get an interview from you?
Yes.
All right. What do you think happens after someone dies? So what do you think happens?
Their soul gets taken away.
Their soul gets taken away?
Yes.
But who takes their soul?
Either God or the devil.
God or the devil?
Yes.
So what would determine whether it be God or the devil that takes your soul?
The way you live in life.
The way you live in life.
Yes.
So how good would you have to be to get to heaven?
Follow all the Ten Commandments.
So you know the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
So you've been to church before.
Yes.
So how many can you name?
Huh?
How many can you name?
Not really. You should have no other go before me.
That's the first one. Yeah. It's actually on this coin right here. You know, it's interesting that you said Ten Commandments. Because most people, they really don't have any conception of it. But see, it's funny though. People, they really miss the ideal of the Ten Commandments. When you look into the Ten Commandments, it's like a mirror. It shows yourself in truth. Like, have you ever lied?
Yeah.
So what would that make you? A liar, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever stolen anything? You've never taken something without asking before? Come on, be honest. You just told me you're a liar, man.
No, really.
You haven't taken something when you're little. Little kid, pen, paperclip, a cookie without asking. Time don't forgive sin. So you have, one time or another.
Yes.
So that would make you a thief for the eyes of God. Okay, we're not talking about man's law, but God's law. Okay?
Yes.
Now Jesus said if you look with lust, you committed adultery in your heart. Have you ever looked at another woman with lust? Another girl?
Yes.
All right. Because Jesus sees your thoughts. See, it's just like looking at pornography. It's same as having sex or fornication. It's the same thing. All right. Have you ever had hatred towards someone?
Yes.
So Jesus said, if you hate your brother, you are a murderer. All right, we've all called people bad names before. But Jesus sees our heart, okay? Have you ever taken God's name in vain? Use his name as a cuss word. Like, say, oh God, that hurt. So you've never accidentally said, oh God?
I said, yeah.
All right. That's blasphemy. Some people even, they go a little farther with it.
Yes.
Say something else. But see, by your own admission, you're lying, thieving, blasphemous, murdering, adulterate heart. And you have to stand before God when you die. So do you think you'd be innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
Do you think you'd go to heaven or hell?
Yeah.
And don't that concern you at all? Does that concern you?
Yes.
It should, man. Would you sell one of your eyes for $1 million? How about both of your eyes for $10 million? See, that would be stupid, wouldn't it?
Yes.
See, your eyes are precious to you. They mean a lot to you.
Yes.
See, how much more precious should your soul be? Because when you die, see, the ultimate statistic, 10 out of 10 people die. Sooner or later, like that hurricane could have really did some damage and we could all die. See, one day we're going to die and stand before God. But I don't want you to go to hell. I don't get paid to do this. I come out here because I love people and I don't want them to go to hell. But if you die in your sins, God will be forced to give you justice. And you'll be punished. Everlasting torment like a fire. But God doesn't want to send you to hell. He made a way so you don't have to go to hell. Do you know what that way is?
Yes.
What's that way?
To live by Jesus' rule. By God's rule.
Jesus. All right. Hey, let's say you stole some cars and you're in court, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the judge says, son, you broke the law and you got to be paid. You got to pay the fine. You say, well, I don't have $50,000 to pay you back. I don't have $50,000 to pay the fine. So you're in trouble, okay?
Yes.
So just like that, you broke God's law, you're in trouble, you're going to go to hell, okay? Now you're in the courtroom, and you can't pay your fine. You say, judge, I'm really sorry, but I've been good. Is he just going to let you off the hook?
Oh.
Yeah, you're busted, right?
Yeah.
All right? Well, you're in handcuffs, you're being hauled out of the courtroom, and someone rushes into the courtroom and says, judge, I really care for this person. I love him like a brother. And this man pays your fine. Now you can go free, not because you're sorry, but because someone has paid your fine.
Yes.
Okay? 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ paid your fine. He died for you. He died for us. He died for all the world. He died for the sins of the world, okay? And whoever will repent, turn from their sins, like turn away from lying, away from stealing, away from lusting, turn away from it, place your trust in Jesus Christ, and He'll give you eternal life, okay? Now, just saying you're sorry and asking God to forgive you, it ain't good enough. You have to believe that Jesus died for you and really give you You have to give him your life, okay? And so you go to the mirror, the Ten Commandments. It shows you your sin. And just like if you woke up in the morning, you got some food on your face or something that's stuck, you see it in the mirror, you go to the water to cleanse yourself, right? Well, same way. You go to God's law to see how dirty you are, and you go to Jesus to cleanse you. All right? So make sure you're trusting in Jesus and not your own self to get you to heaven. So Jesus is the way. Hey, thanks for talking with me, man. My name's Tony.
My name's Corey.
Huh? What is it?
Corey.
Corey?
Yes.
Here's Corey, man.
Hi.
Have a good night. I'll give you one of them. How do you spell your name?
C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y.
All right, just make sure. Cool. Yeah, God bless you, man. Have a good night.
You too.